The center whirled and saw Rodney with Greg and Martinelli on either side of him, racing across the court parallel with the backstop. Stearns took a desperate chance and made a high, swift pass. Rodney seemed suddenly to climb into the air after the ball. The two guards jumped for it at the same time, but it was Rodney's fingers that touched it, held it for a fraction of a second, while over his shoulder he cast a quick glance toward the basket. Then his arm stiffened in an awkward sidewise shot, and the next instant he landed on hands and knees on the floor. A roar filled his ears, and looking up he saw the ball bound downward against the iron rim and leap into the air. He saw it strike the rim a second time and hesitate in a number of bounces, and the sickening thought came to him that it was going to roll off after the manner of his final try at the end of the first half. He sprang to his feet, and as he did so, the ball made one more bounce and dropped through the netting. Rodney's whole body was quivering with nervous excitement. 34-33, 1 point ahead, he ran to his position. "Hold them, fellows," he pleaded. "Stick close, everybody. Everybody watch his man." The referee put the ball into play, and Rodney went forward after it. Again, Stearns was outjumped, and this time Mason got the ball. But as he turned to pass to McLaren, Rodney was upon him. And at that instant, the timekeeper's whistle shrilled above the shouting. The game was over. A sudden rush of boys from the sidelines sent Rodney staggering. They pushed him and thumped him on the back. They shouted his name in a roar that almost deafened him. Few though they were compared with the Middleton supporters, they made more noise than Middleton had made at any point during the game.